The Rambam writes in the beginning of Hilchos Shofar, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, Mitzvot Aseh Shel Torah, Lishmoa Truas HaShofar B'Rosh Hashanah. There is a mitzvah d'oraisa to hear the sound of the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. How do I know? Shenamar Yom Trua Yelachem, a pasuk in Parshas Pinchas. And so therefore, it's clear, based on the Rambam, and we know as well, the Torah tells us, Yom Trua, that there is a mitzvah, there is a biblical mitzvah to hear shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Well, there's a whole debate in the Rishonim with the mitzvah to hear, to blow. We'll go with the Rambam. The mitzvah is to hear the shofar. So the question is, the first question is, how do I know it's a shofar? Maybe I sing, maybe I blow some other instrument, maybe I play the piano. This says Yom Trua Yelachem. We'll see Yom Trua, you know, it's a day of crying, as we'll see. But how do we know, where does the shofar fit in? So the Rambam continues, we're skipping, well, he just goes on to explain. And by shofar, you need to, whether it's for Rosh Hashanah and Yovel, you need Keren, Hakvashim, Hakafa, which we disagree with. But he goes on, V'af al-pi, shelo nisparish b'torah, truas b'shofar. He says, how do I know you blow shofar in Rosh Hashanah? It doesn't say anywhere. V'arehu omer b'yovel, it says b'yovel, on the end of Yom Kippur. We blow the shofar that the slaves goes free and other things. So when you blow so today we blow the shofar on Yom Kippur, Zecher Yovel. But back, we're talking about when they were actually freeing them the year on Yovel. So the tradition tells us that by Torah law, you must blow a shofar on Rosh Hashanah. I mean, on Chol HaMoed, on Yom Kippur of Yovel. So it says, and we see the pasuk says by Yovel, Vavartem shofar, Taviru shofar. Uvipia shmuelamdu, ma truas Yovel ba shofar, af truas Rosh Hashanah ba shofar. So the first lesson is, it doesn't mention the word shofar at all at Rosh Hashanah. We learn it out by Yom Kippur Yovel. And we have Gzeirah Shava, that just like by Rosh Hashanah, just like by Yovel, Trua means shofar, so too by Rosh Hashanah, Yom Trua Yelachem. So, we know it says Yom Trua, and it also says Zichron Trua, a pasuk in Parshas Emor. So we have Trua three times. We have it twice by Rosh Hashanah, and we have it once by Yovel. So therefore, Trua, so we know three times you have to, so Min HaTorah, and for Yovel as well, Ben Bi Yovel, Ben Bi Rosh Hashanah, you have a biblical mitzvah to do Trua three times. For the Trua by Yovel, and the two times Trua by Rosh Hashanah. And then we learn out as well, how do we know? We know we have an oral tradition that before and after every trua, you need a tekiya. Because vavartam shofar. So the commentators explain, so that's how we get to our nine times. Because it's trua three times. And we have a tradition that before and after every tkia, you need a trua. So therefore, three times three equal nine. Hence, min HaTorah, we are required nine shofar blasts on Yom Kippur Yovel and on Rosh Hashanah. So that is the din d'oraisa. The original din was that all they did on Rosh Hashanah was they blew shofar nine times. Tekiya, trua, tekiya. Tekiya, trua, tekiya. Tekiya, trua, tekiya. And therefore, he had the nine shofar blasts. And that was the Din Min HaTorah. And that lasted for a while until Bizman HaMishnah. The Mishnah, the Gemara says that we should blow the shofar al Seder HaBrachas. We should blow shofar with the Shmona Esrei. So actually originally, as we'll see, it was originally done on Shacharis. But because of the Gzeiras HaMalchus, because of things that happened, it was done in Shacharis. Reason Makdim and Lemitzvahs overruled Barom Hadras Mel. More people used to come late then also, but they used to do it at Shacharis. Until so that's the discussion, because we do it al Seder HaBrachas. So what does it mean al Seder HaBrachas? When we read, see, all year round, we have 19 brachas. And then during the Shabbos and Yom Tov, we have 7. A special limit from Chana, that Gemara learns out, that you could daven 9 brachas on Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara doesn't say explicitly Musaf. It just says you have a... So according to the Baal HaMor, you actually did it every tefillah, kind of like Aneinu. But we assume we only do it one, and we did it at Musa. But it could be the original Takana was Shacharis, and that's how they did it originally. They did the Malchio, Shovers, and Nechronos, and Shacharis. And then after the Xeris and Malchus, they moved to Musa, and they never moved it back. So again, to Minat Torah, we just have the 9. And that's it. We just blew 9 Shofar blasts, and that's it. That's how you fulfill your mitzvah in our Torah. Step number 2 was they incorporated our Seder HaBrachas. Again, so that will be a further debate, or we'll see if it is a debate. Well, it is a debate, but we'll see what the debate is. It just says our Seder HaBrachas. So does that mean just silent Musaf Shmona Esrei? Or does it mean the Chazaras HaShatz? So we'll see. Everyone agrees to Chazaras HaShatz. Everyone agrees that they do it on Chazaras HaShatz. The question is, do you also do it during your silent Shmona Esrei? The different minhagim today we'll get to. But before we get there, let's assume it's this Chazaras HaShatz of Musaf at the moment. So the step number 2 was, the rabbi said, you know how you should fulfill your 9 shofar blasts? You should do it al Seder HaBrachas. When you finish the bracha of Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofro. So that was step number 2. They incorporated it in the Seder HaBrachas. Why do we need to blow the shofar during Musaf or whenever they did Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros? The Marasha quotes the famous piece from Rav Yosef Albo. They had a famous debate with the Rambam. People misunderstand the debate, but the Rambam hold, yes, there are 13 Ikarim, and Rav Yosef Albo said there are only 3 Ikarim. Rav Yosef Albo agrees with the other 10. He just doesn't think they are Ikarim. It's the way he calls it. The Ikarim are roots. Every tree has roots, and then trees have branches. The Rambam's a little confused. He confuses the branches with the roots, or the roots with the branches. And therefore, according to the Rambam, if you don't believe, so what are the 3? The 3 are Metzias Hashem, that God, God created the world, perhaps runs the world, so that's Malchus, that Hashem created the world. Zichronos is Schar and Onesh, that is reward and punishment. And number 3, Shofros, the Shofar Har Sinai, that we get our values from Har Sinai, Torah Mi Sinai. So for instance, let's say you believe, let's say you're not getting up physically at Tchiyas HaMeisim, you don't believe the Messiah is going to be a physical person or whatever it might be, or maybe God has a body, So Rav Yosef Albo agrees to the Rambam that we should believe in the Mashiach Tchias HaMesim. He just says you're a fool. It's foolish not to, but you're not an apikoros. According to the Rambam, you're not. Today, everyone's an apikoros. Whatever you do, people, it's lashem bnei adam. Whatever it might be, if you don't do mitzitza bepeh, you're an apikoros. But today, so that word is, you know, is more abused than used. But then the difference would be, according to Rav Yosef Albo, as long as you don't deny the big three, Mitzias Hashem, Schar and Onish, and Torah Misinai, that's where we get our value, so then you're not an apikoros. Of course, the other things are also true. So Rav Yosef Albo explains, so that's what we want to do, with the coronation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rosh Hashanah, the day we're created, so therefore we all declare our faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we do, so that's why they decided to do it, that's why they incorporated shofar into what we'll call right now the Chazaras Hashatz of Musa. That was step number two. So Minat Torah, again, 9 shofar blasts. Trua, 3 times. We have a tradition, a tekiya, and a tekiya after and before a trua. So we have 9. And then step 2 is they did it al Seder HaBrachas. And we'll see. Step number 3 is Rav Avahu. The Rav Avahu into a, because, in other words, what happened was that all it says in the Torah is Yom Trua. And in your Targum says Yom Yavava. It's a day of crying and sobbing. So it's unclear what type of cry are we talking about. So Rav Haigon explains, and Rav Avahu discusses it, that their different opinion, different communities had different truas. So therefore, some, again, they only did 9 shofar blasts, but some only did a trua, which is a whimper. Some only did a shvarim, it's like a groaning sound. And some only did a shvarim trua, that's a groaning and a whimper. Why don't we do a 4th shita, a whimper, and then a groan at the Gemara, because people don't do that. Either groan and then whimper. So according to the Ramban, so perhaps that was all, that's only 9. According to the way we are Cheshbon, Shvarim and Trua is going to count as 12, not 9. So, but either way, so that was still, the original institution was only 9. And I guess originally, so people did different, whatever communities, whatever tradition they had on whatever a Trua is, so they did either Tekiah Trua, Tekiah 3 times, Tekiah Shvarim Trua 3 times, or Tekiah Shvarim Trua Tekiah 3 times, whatever it was. And that, and different communities did their own thing, and that's how it went on. Until Rav Avahu came along, and others, they wanted a. So according to Rav Haigon, the Rav Avahu made a takana that no, the effort. Since we're in Golis, etc., he said we all should do 30. So we went from 9 to 30. He made a takana, we should do all the possibilities. We should do tekiah, you know, tashrat, tekiah shvarim, resh is really shvarim, trua. But we can't write it tough, so therefore we write the resh for trua. Tekiah shvarim, tekiah, Trua Tekiah. So we got, and you add all those up, you come to 30 blasts. So after, so that was later on. So Rav Avahu, who was a Talmud of Rav Yochanan, Rav Avahu was an Amora, and after the Mishnah, he instituted, so Bizmana Mishnah. So before the Mishnah's time, they just did 9, I guess, in a vacuum. They just blew nine shofar blasts, and that was it. Bizman HaMishnah, I'll say the HaBrachas, they instituted nine during the Shmon Esrei. We'll assume Chazar as HaShatz at the moment, that they instituted to put it by the end of the Brachas. And then the third, Rav Avo, Talmud of Rav Yochanan, he wanted a cover, he wanted that to have the Achdus, especially on Rosh Hashanah, to institute 30. That's actually a machlokas among, I think, the Gaonim, Rav Haigon versus the Rambam. In other words, let's say, Bizman HaZeh, if someone only blows nine shofar blasts, do you fulfill your mitzvah or not? So according to Rav Haigon, yeah. Everyone agreed that either possibility was okay. It was just in order to keep the unity. And the Rambam's not so sure. Rambam seems it's like a subject to raisa. Therefore, the minig is. That's why we blow 30 today, not nine, for the minimum amount, because we want to make sure we get our mitzvah. Since our mitzvah daraisa, when it says Yom Trua, what sound it is, therefore we want to cover our bases. So, what was the next step? So the next step was, the Gemara tells us, and I think it's Rav Yitzchak, one of the Amoraim, that the Gemara talks about, so the Mishnah talks about blowing out Seidah Brachas. The Gemara spoke about a concept called Tekiyas Demeyushov and Tekiyas Demeumud. So, according to Rov Rishonim, Tekiyas Demeyushov was the ones during Chazaras HaShatz. Let's say the 30 during Chazaras HaShatz, we'll call it. And Tekiyas Demeumud, everyone's running out of shul. That was the other 30, that was 60. The Baal HaMor has his own Kiddush. He claims, no, the first, the Dekiyas Demeyusha was the ones before Musaf. No, that was the Baal HaMor. And the standard is that they did the Dekiyas Demeyusha were the one, in other words, they were done, in other words, according to the Baal HaMor, that was the Baal HaMor Shita, that they 30 was during Musaf and 30 was after. According to Rov Rishonim, no. It was the 30 before Musaf and the 30 during Musaf. That's the Tekiyas Demeyushov and the Tekiyas Demeumud. So the Baal HaMor, as the Chiddush, he claims that the 30 we blow before Musaf, that was a much later institution, way after the Gemara. But according to the other Rishonim, it was, that was the takana, that when the Gemara talks about the Tekiyas Demeyushov, the Tekiyas Demeumud, there were 30 before. 30 before Musaf and 30 after, during Chazaras HaShatz. And the Gemara says in order to confuse the Satan. So, it's a discussion what do you mean to confuse the Satan? Because kind of like we're going to the courts and we're telling them, look, it's time for, we're confident our din, so the Satan's afraid, maybe this guy has some plan that I don't know about, and therefore he gets scared and runs away, so to speak. But whatever it means, exactly, that's when they changed it from 30 to 60. So again, that's stage 4. So we'll see. Or is it 30 to 60 or 30 to 90, as we'll see. But right now we're on 60. So basically, is number one is Min HaTorah, they blew shofar nine times. Tekiyah, true Tekiyah, three times. And then in the Zman HaMishnah, I'll say the HaBrachas, the same nine times, but they did it with shofaros, malchios, shofaros, zichronos, and revalbo, because that's the big three. You want to declare our faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then Rav Avol came along and said, let's do 30 to cover all the angles. Because since Yom Chuak means Yom Yavava, we don't know if it's a whimper, a groan and a whimper. So Rav Avol instituted, so therefore apparently they did 30 during the Chazaras Hashatz, during the time they were blowing Al Seida HaBrachas, they were doing 30. And that's a Machokas, Rambam, Rav Hagen. Let's say you didn't do 30, you only did 9, whether the mitzvah Minat Torah you got or you didn't get. But that's how they went from 9 to 30 in the Pashas, in the Rav Avo, that was Bizman HaGemara, he instituted 30. And then step number 4 was we went from 30 to 60. Because the Gemara says the kiyas to Meyushav, the kiyas to Me'umad, Rav Yitzchak, and therefore, according to most, we assume it was during Shmoneh Esrei, Chazaras Hashatz, and it was people running out. So that was the 60. So that was, we went from 30 to 60. Again, where does the concept come from? Different Chassidish and Svardim shuls, they already went from 30 to 90 because the Gemara says I'll say their bracha. So some would say their brachas, it means both times. And the Minig Ashkenaz, we're gonna end up with 100 regardless. But if you follow Nusuk Svard, after you can have 30 before Musaf, then you'll have 60. If you're Nusuk Ashkenaz, you'll just have 30. You'll need 40 more. So what was the next step then? How do we get from 60 to 100? Or 90 to 100? So this Sefer Aruch, Rav Nassin from Rome, and he wrote the first Jastro. But it wasn't just the dictionary he gave, he was like one of the Rishonim. In fact, Tosfos quotes him. He was a Rishon. And Tosfos and Shabbos quotes him, a famous Aruch, that the briskers like and others, and it's very important today with technology, it's mutter lagamre. But that's not our topic now. So he says to 100. In fact, I think in that same Tosis over there in Rosh Hashanah, where he's going to talk about Aim Sisra, he says there was a minig that people blew in the silence one yesterday. I think the Aruch discusses already there. That's an old minig that was one of the Rishonim. So it's not a new minig that people also blow during the silence one yesterday, but even during the time of the Aruch. So where does Aruch get 100? He said, you know where you get Aruch? From the Aim Sisra, the mother of Sisra. Sisra was no tzaddik. He was trying to go out, you know, kill the Jewish people. And well, the mother of Sisra was no tzaddikas either. They say she was waiting for Sister to come back, not only because I assume she wanted her son to be alive, but she was waiting for the money, for the jewelry, for the clothing, etc. So it says she cried 100 times waiting for her son to come back. So Aim Sisra, what's the pshat? Aim Sisra. He was a Russia. So someone, I say, yeah, that even Rishon, God still has, that God has, that we want to say, Aim, we're blowing 100 times to Aim Sisra, who, her son was a Russian, she might have been, but God, we say God, but we suffer also. We suffer at the hands, and we want to blow a shofar, so therefore kind of we counteract the shofar, and we blow 100 times naked Aim Sisra. So, and others bring it from other places, Sarah, by the Akedas Yitzchak, other sources as well. But the Aruch is the famous one from the Aim Sisra. And therefore you go either from 60 to 100, as we'll see during the, in the middle, I think before Tisca B'Av, in the middle of the Kaddish, to then either you get the 30 in, and then maybe you finish the last 10 after, and the other 10 during Tisca B'Av, different minhagim. But either way, based on Sisra, based on the Aruch, we go from 60 to 100, or 90 to 100. And therefore, some point out that on the Medrash, no, it was 101 on the Gematria of Michael. The angel, if the Gematria is 101, he was the highest angel in heaven, and he used to bring our tefillahs to our Kaddish Baruch Hu. So some have the popular minhag is 100, but there is a minhag of 101, and also some also point out 101 by Sistra. She cried 101 times, but 100 times we want to do it so God have rachmanas on us, and one time we'll blow for the, you know, for Aim Sistra, so to speak. So regardless, that was that's how we get to 100. So again, so, and as well, let me just point out, this is only if you're blowing in shul. The minhag ha'olam, if you're davening b'yechidus at home, there is no, I'll say the habrachas. Is it Ramah? Probably Ramah discusses whether you should blow before or after, but you only have to do 30 kolos if you're davening at home. So to summarize what we said, it says Yom Trua in Rosh Hashanah. It doesn't say anything about a shofar. We have to go to Yom Kippur of Yovel when they blew the shofar to free the slaves and other things of Yovel to proclaim the Yovel year. So it says shofar there. So we have Xerah Shav, but just like by Yovel, it's a shofar. So too on Rosh Hashanah. So we learn out that it's a shofar. If it only says Trua three times, so how do we get to nine times? Do we have a tradition that you tekiah before and after? It says Vavartim Shofar, Taviru Shofar by Yovel, we make a Gzeira Shava, so this like so Taviru's tekiah. So therefore, based on an oral tradition, 3 times 3 = 9. So the first stage was that biblically speaking you had 9 shofar blasts. Then the next stage they moved out Seder Habrachas. They did it. You do the same 9, but you do it together with Shofros, Malchios, and Zichronos. And the third stage was, I've all made it into 30, because we don't know Yom Yavava, which is the truest. So then apparently they did 30 in the Chazaras Hashatz. And then the Gemara talks about the Kiyas de Meyushev, the Kiyas de Mu'ud, to fool the Satan. So we go from 30 to 60. 30 during the Musaf and 30 later on. And then the Ara quotes the old minhag about doing 100. He talks about also the minhag of davening, also doing it during the silent Shemoneh Esrei. How do we get to 100? We do it during the Kaddish. A lot of a different minhag and where. But the neged 100 kolos of the mother of Sisra, that even because Sistra, even though a Russia, how much more so if a Russia accepts it? We have, but we say, others say, we want to counteract her, therefore we blow 100, that even though it's bad, but God accept our tefillos because we're suffering also. And then someone would say, well, maybe you do 100 and 100 for us and 1 for Sisra. And some say 101 for Michal. The minhag olam is to do 100, some do 101. And then, as I pointed out, this is only a din in Bitsibor. We go up to 100 kolos, but at your home, with b'yechidus, only do 30. And then we have a shaila today, b'zman hazeh, during COVID, so how many do you do? So it depends. Obviously, you'll make it, if you have to shorten the tefillah, so if you're davening Bitsibor, you should try to get 60 kolos in, because the Gemara says that we do tekiyas to Meyushev and tekiyas to Meuma, that we get us up to 60. So you should do 60 in shul, but you only have to do 30 at home.